The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
Caller here on the line. Hello, caller. Are you there? Joel, is this you?
Yes, I'm here.
Hold on.
I thought
Joel, as Joel, my father?
Similar accent.
As Joel, your father.
So
yes.
You got in contact with my father.
Yeah, I know people.
How the hell did you? No wonder Doc told me yesterday, a couple days ago. He's like, I met your dad.
See?
Wow. See? Okay.
All right. So, Joel, you got to spill the beans on Chris. Do you have any good stories about Chris from his younger days? And by younger days, I mean like yesterday.
You know what? That's a good thing that you put me in early because I can't stay here in the line for the whole day talk about him.
I have a feeling he was
all
a handful.
Right,
I've only known him for a few months, and I've got some stories. I can only imagine what you've got.
Right? All right, so what do you want to hear? A good story about Chris?
Yeah. Are there any? Are there good ones?
Preferably something embarrassing.
Yeah, yes, embarrassing. He just walked out of the room for a second. So
although
yes,
he has no problem doing it himself.
I know. That's the thing. I don't think he's capable of being embarrassed. So, but let's try. Is there a good embarrassing one?
Well, you know, I just want to say, you know, this is not embarrassing, but you know, something like, you know.
Or a good funny one.
Mm-hmm. All right. One day he get out of school. It was him, maybe like 7, 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And he came back home with the Drake. And we look at the report card. And we see that he had all A's. No B, no C. Just, you know, just outstanding Drake. So my wife, she look at, you know, the report. I see something, you know, funny in the report. So guess what? He faked one of the grades.
No!
Yeah, he did.
You, Chris, did you do that? You actually got in there.
I remember that.
It was the F, and he put the A.
But apparently he was not a really good
forger. I honestly thought he was going to tell the story that I pooped myself in school and he had to come pick me up.
Last week?
No, the second one I want to say.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's more.
Yes.
No, there's more.
No doubt.
Yeah, man, just one day he just came back home and, you know, he pooped in his pants, you know. everywhere. I'm telling you, it was... I mean, I don't know. He was embarrassing at the time, but he said he don't have time to go to the bathroom. You can believe that.
He didn't have time.
I need to go to the bathroom, please. No, he never say nothing. He just blew himself.
When was this? How old was he?
This was Thursday.
I think this was like, it was elementary school. It was like maybe 5th grade.
So you were at school and they had to call your dad?
Yeah, they had to call my dad.
Wow. Were you embarrassed?
No, it was my pants.
Big.
Anyway, I got a lot of story about him, you know, and fellow you can. I can stay here the whole day with you guys. Yeah. And all the day, we was my dad, he got a business and he got the big pool. And we had that day, we had the activity in the pool. And he came in running, you know, he was a little kid. I just want to say, like, 7, 8 years old.
Right.
He was, you know, he's like him dad, you know, I'm 10 feet, you know, tall guy, you know, like him dad. Anyway, so he jumped into the pool and everybody started screaming, oh, you know, why, the baby, you know, so when everybody look at the water, He's just swimming, you know, for the oldest part, he was swimming like, you know, like nothing happens. Everybody like, oh, my
I'm
God,
a good
you know,
swimmer.
That's a little kid, you know.
I was 7 years old swimming in an Olympic-sized pool.
That
yeah.
Good.
Back and forth. I was like a little mermaid.
And your dad taught you how to swim?
Oh, yeah. My dad was a lifeguard there, yeah. So he taught me to swim.
Oh, that's cool. That doesn't happen a lot anymore. Dads don't teach their kids to swim. I don't know what happened. Did you teach Chris how to drive?
Well, you know what? let's go. You know what? I never teach him how to drive. I think the Air Force teach him how to drive.
Yeah. I see, I've driven in Puerto Rico. So I know what y'all do down there. I've driven up to that, whatever that mountain town is. That
El Junque.
The who?
El Junque.
Yeah, that place. El Duque?
El Junque.
El Junque. And I remember driving down there up those winding mountain roads. And at the time, my ex-wife swore that she would never criticize my driving again if I got her through it alive. Unfortunately, I got her through it alive.
Joel, what about some stories of Chris's young dating life or
mm-hmm.
girlfriends or other,
mm-hmm.
maybe?
Yeah, whatever.
Well, you know, he was always, he's always in his own, you know, he talk too much about me, about that. He always go to mommy.
About the ladies. That makes sense.
Do you have any advice for him today regarding women?
Don't marry people from Mexico.
Wow.
What?
I'm telling you, did he get your filter, Joel? Is that the thing?
Actually, that's my mom, New York side.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that's a good question. Did he meet your ex-wife?
I wish my wife is listening to the radio right now because I bet you he's going to have the phone call later.
Can you tell us your first impression of Chris's ex-wife?
Wow.
Let's have a delay standing by the dump
we
button
have a long
just in
enough
case.
Segment
we,
I have to look that woman 3 times. And I cannot believe my son, he married that girl.
Wow. Tell me how you really feel.
We'll see.
All right, what I'll about you, Chris? Can you give us a story about your dad? Can you, like, one of the biggest, what's the biggest memory
so
about
my
your dad?
So my dad was a correction officer in Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh.
And I remember this. He brought home an ambulance. I don't know how.
He just drove an ambulance
I don't know. He just drove an ambulance home.
Were the lights flashing and the siren and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know why, but he drove an ambulance home. And then he brought a dog. And I remember him. He also ran over a kid, too. So I remember this. He hit a kid in a bicycle.
One of these damn kids jumped in front of my car again.
Did he hit him with the ambulance?
I don't know. I don't remember which one he hit. But that's my dad for you.
Wow. Mr. Cruz, thank you so much for being here today. And good luck in the industry. And good luck with Chris. Wow, well, you know, I bring
the ambulance that day, but, you know, the kid, he wasn't a row, but I bring the ambulance to take it to the hospital, so that's why.
Ah, well, hey.
The hospital was in my house, so I'll tell you that right now. It made it late.
I think you guys have some explaining to do to each other after this. Let's get a break in here. This is The Morning Blaze.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.